Notes to More Than Self. I didn't get out of bed this morning until 9:30. Not because I didn't want to, but because I couldn't. But later, when I finally did get up and get going, I heard some compassion and wisdom in my head and was brave enough to write it down and gave myself the option of maybe reading it later because I like this place. It makes me feel like I matter. Like what I do and believe and think matters. Like I'm a somebody in a world that tries its damnedest to tell you you're a nobody, and where it's all too easy to forget, we've always been a somebody. And my inner voice said this to me gently. She said, all you need to do is ask yourself, how can I love myself today? That's it. Keep the love alive. It's all you have to do. That looks like getting yourself a coffee and going for a walk, and do that. If that looks like not getting out of bed until 10 a.m., then do that. Keep following the threads of love. Do whatever it is in the moment that helps you feel that love and reminds yourself who you are. Don't get lost in the fray of life, in the doing and the going and the trying, in the forcing and the comparing and the accomplishing, and thinking you won't amount to anything or ever reach where you want to go, because what it's really about is the growth no one else can see. The work no one else knows you're doing. The things no one else knows you're battling. It's knowing who you are at a core level. It's loving. It's never forgetting how. It's not in making things happen. It's not in changing the world the way you think it happens. It's not massive impact. Sure, yes, of course, all well and good, and many, many of us choose such monumental ambitions in life, but the goal was always, is always, to live. To make meaning from your existence according to your own definition, and to cultivate this sprawling garden of love and hope within you. To know it's okay if you're swallowed up by darkness sometimes, because we cannot know light without it. To continually bloody knuckle ourselves as we crawl back towards it and love ourselves through it when we feel so very far from it. That is what living is. Experiencing your emotions, growing through them, knowing yourself a little bit more each time. Telling that tale to anyone who will listen, because someone else needs to hear it. I'm struggling for many reasons right now. Some obvious, some I can't explain, some I don't even really know. That's the mystery sometimes, I guess. Not everything has an obvious reason. There's so much collective grief and negativity, and we're all going through it. But when I get too stuck in my darkness, I have to talk about it. I have to sing my sorrows and write my I don't knows and put my pain to paper, because this place, I mean this place, my body, my head, my spirit is better off for it. When I let it all go, when I let someone else know what it feels like in here, trapped in my head, because inevitably, someone else is bound to say, me too, I see you. And that's what I try to focus on when the light gets dim. I remind myself this isn't the end, and wombs are dark. Before something is born, it's always dark. Interpret that however you want. Maybe it's a new world. Maybe it's the next version of you. Maybe it's the truth so many still can't see. Even me, I can get so clouded by my own heaviness, I forget the most important, the simplest things. That love exists. That hope and faith exist. That safe spaces are safe because they're filled with it. Thank you. I wrote myself this note this morning because I couldn't get out of bed, and because of the pressure I put on myself with the things I want to do in this life and how I feel my anxious brain and nervous body hold me back sometimes. But I was born into this life with the unfaltering determination of a cockroach that refuses to die. Have you ever tried to kill a cockroach? How even 6 whacks of a hiking boot still can't kill it, and off it skitters into the distance, a trail of its guts along the floor like a big F-U to that heavy hand, that unforgiving boot. To keep on living despite how much someone else wants to kill its spirit. As strange as this sounds, we're all a bunch of cockroaches. We thrive on sheer will to live and see this place, our headspace, our thoughts, our hearts, and the wider interpretation of that, the world at large, to see all of it change for the better and deliver us towards compassion, unity, and understanding. To know peace. We have purpose, and especially as poets, it feels like sometimes it falls on our shoulders to keep going despite every horrible, vile thing in this world that tries to stop us. Some worm their way into my thoughts and momentarily make me forget who I am and where I came from and what I can do. It's why I say what I say and write what I write, because I have that power to choose, and you have it too. To choose this thought over that one, to believe that over this, to know that we're not done yet. We still have so much life to live. We still have so much love to give. I wrote this note this morning for me because I couldn't get out of bed, but I also wrote it for you. What I believe in most is the phrase, keep going. Remember how loved you are because it's who you are. It's where you came from. A place called love that brought you here. Gathering hope like wildflowers, even when others call them weeds. To find the rest like you and me and give each a dandelion. To remind us wishes are never a waste. Faith is a beautiful thing to offer. You matter. I care. Love exists. Remember this. There's so much more to life than what people think there is. And it's infinitely more beautiful with people like you in it.